I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. It's close to the weekend. You may be there already. So congratulations to you, whatever you may be doing. You can follow us online. The YouTube poll is up and running. Who's more awesome? You got to pick a team, pick a side. If you're on the YouTube and haven't voted yet because it's too difficult to pick a side, just do it already. Don't hold back.
It's like a Band-Aid. Just rip it off. Just make a choice.
Yeah. And you're going to be publicly declaring who you love more, Annie Fry and Ryan Wiggins, or do you love Brad and Hannah more? Which one are you picking? It's like back in the early 90s when you were watching Saved by the Bell, you had to pick Team Slater or Team Zach. It was the hardest decision ever.
Which one were you, Ryan?
Team Zach. No, Team Slater. I'm going Team Slater.
I was Team Zach, and it was the blonde
he
hair.
Was teetering.
It was the blonde hair and the brick phone. Like that. Zach
was
Morris.
All it was. Zach was really not that great of a person when you look back
no,
as an adult.
Wasn't.
Right. You look at that and say, oh boy, I need to like warn my kid to stay away from people like Zach Morris. Right. If you're growing a screech, stay away from him at all costs. I don't care if he's popular. And then they tried to reboot the series and I started watching it and I couldn't get through it because it was like, you know, too socially like it. Whenever you watch some of these streaming things, it's almost like they purposely try to inject as many social justice stuff as they possibly can.
Oh,
and it makes it
terrible.
Less enjoyable. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Totally ruins the show. Ruins the nostalgia, everything.
It really does. And it's like that for Netflix now. In particular, I think they have a quota they have to hit if you're going to be producing a new show for Netflix or an old show and just want to continue on with it. They kind of like force the hand to it. I wanted to bring up a moment from President Joe Biden from a few days ago. I almost brought this up on the show yesterday, and then I thought, no, maybe I don't bring it up. When I was living in Indiana, there was a congresswoman by the name of Jackie Walorski. She is someone that was in like northern Indiana, the South Bend, Notre Dame area. She was the congresswoman for that area. And it was kind of adjacent to the Congress district where I lived. We had Marlon Stutzman, and then it's Jim Banks as the congressman in that area now. So when you're a news talk station, you talk about, you know, the politics and different things that are going on in the region. And that certainly was part of the region. She was one of the regional congresswomen, congresspeople, I should say. And she was a congresswoman for just, you know, the kitty corner adjacent, or you say catty corner here in St. Louis, excuse me. We say kitty corner in other places, but it's catty corner here, I've learned. And she tragically died in a car accident about a month ago, real tragical. And what happened just a couple of days ago at the White House is that President Joe Biden stood in front of the audience and basically said, where's Jackie? Well, Jackie, is she here? Oh, I guess Jackie couldn't make it here tonight or something along those lines. And it's like, okay, number one, she passed away. But number two, I was reading online that part of that same ceremony, they actually apparently made notice that not only she passed away, but they tried to honor her, a little moment of silence for her. And he was part of that. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you got to be kidding me. And knowing that the people in the area enjoyed her and liked her, and for them to have to like look at that and say, man, this is one of the dumbest things you've said. Like, you're looking around the room for someone that passed away and you just had a memorial for her, like that you were present for. You got to be kidding me with all of this.
He even
and
spoke
it made
to her,
him look terrible.
Yeah, he even What's spoke that? To her husband. You know,
is that right?
Yeah, he had a phone conversation with her husband. It's insane.
This so just
it's bad.
This is really upsetting that he is the leader of our country. And I mean, you can't deny that he is out of it. There's no denying it.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Miller, I think, said it best. Let me play this.
The President Biden is not cognitively present. He does not have the mental capacity to serve as the President of the United States of America. If he was in a nursing home, he would be in the assisted living section.
Okay, so there's two sides to this. Okay, there's the Stephen Miller side, and then let me play the Whoopi Goldberg side. So let's do point counterpoint, and you tell me which one is more reasonable in this case. So let me play this. Okay, here's Whoopi Goldberg.
You know, my gosh, come on. You can't go after him for, you know, not giving aid to Florida or not tackling the infrastructure. And he's giving aid to Ukraine. So you can't go after him for that. But you can go after him for forgetting that someone has passed. I mean, and she passed last month, not like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Which one's more reasonable? Okay, so let's look at both sides of this argument. You have Stephen Miller, who says this guy is not all there. If anything, he would be in the assisted living home. And then you have Whoopi Goldberg saying, guys, she died so long ago. It was a month. There's no anyone could have, you know, forgotten that someone died, a dignitary.
You don't forget that people pass away. I've never forgotten that someone passes away.
Wow.
Well, you know... Just the thing about like Whoopi Goldberg, it kind of tells you, it gives you like an insight into the way that they think and what they think about people, because it almost seems like Whoopi Goldberg is like, listen, the person passed away a month ago. She wasn't that important. Why would Biden remember her?
I know. That's what it feels like. Like, it's almost degrading Jackie Walorski, a congresswoman there. It's almost a little degrading. And for her to
that's
come out
so
and say
our entire country,
it's bad. And this is just compiled on top of other moments. It's not like this is a singular event. And I'm not saying that it's worth jumping on someone's back every time they misspeak. I'm not saying that whatsoever. This is incredibly embarrassing. Coupled on to every single moment he's on stage and he gets lost and doesn't know where to go or doesn't know what to say. Or he and it's not just one moment where he's like, oh, he messed up here. It's like every time now. It's all the time.
There's not a time where he's not making a mistake and embarrassing our country. Every time he goes to speak, he messes up.
That happens a lot. Almost, yeah. And it's not, I'm okay with stuttering. I'm okay with this other stuff because they've also tried to say, well, you're making fun of his stuttering disability. No, I'm not doing that whatsoever. What I'm telling you right now is like, it's at the point where he's saying things that he doesn't know what he's saying, number one. And sometimes they're embarrassing. Sometimes they're past the level of cringe, like him saying like, oh, I knew her since she was 12. Oh, we've known each other for, you know, it's like real creepy stuff too. He's mentioning like things that are inappropriate. And then there's the pictures and the photographs and the videos of him touching and smelling and all these other weird, inappropriate things that just all create this profile that Whoopi Goldberg looks at and says, oh, you guys got to get over it. At least he gave aid to Ukraine. Okay. No, I'm sorry, Whoopi. You don't understand the magnitude. And I don't think you understand also that the people that have reservations where he's at right now are justified. They're justified observations with the problems that we're having with him in office right now. Again, it's part of a pattern you find. And the pattern is that they do everything they can to run defense for him. And they shouldn't be doing that. And I think that really shows to a lot of their own biases. And, you know, there's some people that get it right. I mean, there's some people that have the right criticisms. I'm going to give a huge shout out to Bill Maher, who I don't always agree with, but I give him all the credit in the world for addressing some things and for trying his best to look at things from both sides and not necessarily playing it down party lines when he thinks things are wrong. And he doesn't, you know, people look at that and they say, you're not a liberal anymore, right? So they'll look at a Bill Maher, who's always been liberal, and they'll look at him and say, well, you said something bad about Joe Biden, or you said something bad about fill in the blank, whatever the hot topic is. And then they'll kick him out of the party for it. And he's like, no, this is the problem that these agencies have, the Whoopi Goldbergs of the world, the Washington Post of the world, some of these big institutions or whatever, have gone out and made it so you're not part of the party if you don't run defense for the administration. So Washington Post, by the way, I'll tell you this, the New York Post, they're pretty popular. I think they really had their most notoriety in the last couple of years. A lot of people looked at them as like a tabloid, I guess, the New York tabloid. But when they dropped the Hunter Biden story and they got banned online, and it turns out they were truthful all the way through. In fact, it ended up being accurate, and the persecution that that news organization went through because of it, I think they got a lot of credibility for it. And they've been doing this, the headlines. I don't know exactly what you'd call it. Whoppers of the week, I think they said call it. So they go back and they look at some of the terrible takes and headlines from major news agencies over the past week. And I wanted to read this one from you from the Washington Post and get your reaction to it. I don't know if you guys have heard, because I know you guys follow the news, but I don't know if you know this, but inflation's pretty bad right now. Have you heard?
Really?
I've heard.
Just Washington rumblings. Post headline, 7 ways a recession could be good for you financially.
Oh,
I hate this. Every time something terrible happens, it's like, let's spin it so that it's good. Here, let me lie to you so that, like, listen, you might be hurting and you might not be able to afford groceries, but this is actually really good for you.
Uh-huh. It's pretty bad. And I think most people understand that the problem we're in today as a country is a complicated problem. And when they read a headline like that and they say, okay, is there anything you can do to try to sell me to the idea that a recession would be good for me? It would be good for my retirement. It would be good for my home. It would be good for my job. It would be good for fill in the blank. And I don't think any one person would buy that line. But here's the Washington Post trying to sell it. That's the thing that we're up against right now. This alternate reality that's been created, and the alternate reality is meant to flatter Joe Biden. And the Democrats have done this, I think, because they look at larger consequences. So they'll look at the Dobbs case with abortion in the Supreme Court, and they'll say, you know, it's more important to us to try to get more Democrats in office to prevent things like this from happening than it is to tell the truth, or than it is to tell an honest account of what happened. And they look at it as their greater duty to their causes, that forget about people suffering right now. It's more important that we reverse the damaging Dobbs case from the Supreme Court when it comes to abortion. We can't allow this to happen. And they'll do everything they can to try to make the Joe Biden administration and the Democrats around him look good, at the expense of people suffering all across the country. And that is a compromise that they've been okay with for a while, and I think really amplified itself during the Trump administration when they just hated him so much. It didn't matter anything they said or did as long as they got him out of office or made him look as bad as possible. And that's what we're up against right now, why so many people have a distrust for media and distrust for the people that are on the television, like Whoopi Goldberg, who will go up there and say, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know, Jackie Walorski died a month ago. Who could remember anything that happened a month ago? My goodness, that's a terrible way to look at a congresswoman's death, and the tragedy that's around it and the surrounding how she died. And that's just one of the whoppers that the New York Post puts out there. I don't even have to read them all. That's what we're up against. All right, coming up after the break, there's a few things I want to get to, but Ed Sheeran is apparently going to have his day in court. There's a song that came out not quite 10 years ago that was extremely popular that they're saying was ripped off. Ooh. And the latest COVID shutdown, taking down small businesses in Portland. If it's not for the rioting, if it's not for the homeless, if it's not for the encampments, if it's not for the chop zones, whatever the Portland had, if it's not for the rioting, there's other reasons why businesses get shut down. And when you find out why this business was shut down, I don't think you'll feel too sympathetic. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. You can join us online, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. We got the live video going there. Go vote in the poll. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to the Annie Fry Show.
This is a story.
Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Do you think Steve Miller from the Steve Miller Band ever ripped off another artist? I don't know. That guy is so good. Steve Miller is one of my favorite classic rock artists by far. So I'd love to see him at some point. Is he still alive? I think he is.
No idea.
I can't remember if he's touring or not, but I missed the opportunity to see him one time, and I thought, oh, that was one of those artists I wish I would have taken some time to see. Yeah, the Steve Miller Band is just like so good. And I was looking at some of the music news that's out there. Ed Sheeran must face trial in Thinking Out Loud in a copyright case. So there's a song from some years ago called Thinking Out Loud. Do you know the song? You guys familiar with
it? Yeah, it was very, very popular. Brad, you know it?
I would probably know it if I heard it, but I don't know it by title.
Okay, so it's one of those songs where if you're in the car alone and you hear it, you're like, wow, this is like, it gives you feelings, right? And you don't want to let the person next to you in the car or any other cars driving by know that you're listening to it because, like, it's too emotional. Mm-hmm. Right? And they're saying that he ripped off Marvin Gaye. Now, I've read different accounts of this, and they're saying that though this is going to see its day in court, odds are they're not going to succeed in saying that Ed Sheeran ripped off Marvin Gaye, which is Let's Get It On, a very popular song. You've heard that one at least, right? So let me play for you a couple of comparisons, and you tell me if you think one is a ripoff or not. And this is basically you hear the Ed Sheeran, then it cuts directly into the Marvin Gaye part of it that is supposed to be like a direct comparison.
All right.
Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about how.
And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on. Oh, come on.
Okay. Do you hear the comparisons?
I do. I hear it. The beat goes straight into it. It flows straight into it. So it's like almost like it was a remix. But even like the melody and the rhythm of the singing is very, very similar.
Right, isn't it? You don't hear it? Okay. Well, this is what you need to listen for. Listen to the beat of the song of Ed Sheeran and kind of get the feel of the flow. As in, okay, just here's the progression of the beats.
Okay.
And then listen to the progression of the beat of Marvin Gaye, and you tell me if they're similar. Here's another part of the song. You ready?
So, honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
Love is wrong with me. Loving you.
Okay.
Okay.
You hear it there?
I could hear it more in that than I did
just
the first
one. Just a little
one.
Bit, right?
Yes.
Can you?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think about this till right now. Are we going to get kicked off of YouTube because I played too much of Ed Sheeran?
Oh, no.
I think we'll be all right.
We get kicked off of everything for just being
all
us. So
This is fair use because we're commenting on it.
Yeah.
Right. But YouTube algorithms don't know that. Now they're going to pick up on it and they'll say, oh, you're ripping them off. All right. Do you hear it, though? I kind of hear it, but I don't think the suit is going to be successful because I think it's different enough.
I think it's really hard to do these sorts of suits because, like, music I don't know if you guys agree with this or not, but I feel like music is a finite thing. There's only so many beats. There's only so many rhythms. And, like, you know, Ed Sheeran might have been inspired by that song and not even realize that he was drawn back on it. And it's like, man, you know what would sound good here is if we did this and then we did this. Give me this beat with this hi-hat at this tempo, and I'll sing this song over, you know.
We have some reactions coming in from our YouTube live chat. Vicky Long says, it sounds nothing like it to me. Libby says, very similar, but not close enough to make a stink about it. Both amazing songs. Tanya from YouTube says, not even close to the same.
Not even close. But you, I can kind of hear the progression in the way it brings up. And I do think that a judge, I'm a little bit leery to think why a judge would allow this to go forward. Maybe they just felt like it was necessary. There's been some famous musicians that have ripped other people off, I thought at least, and nothing came from it. There was that one instance where I was very disappointed. Joe Satriani is a guitarist. He did a song that was, you know, again, he's just like a solo guitarist, and he puts out these albums where it's him playing guitar. And he did a song, and then later Coldplay did a song, that, you know, and rule the world. I forgot what that song's called, Viva La something. But
Viva La Vida.
And it was almost a complete ripoff, I thought, of the Joe Satriani song. And that went to court, and Joe Satriani lost, and I was so distraught. I was like, how in the world could this happen? And that was so much more similar than the case between Ed Sheeran and Marvin Gaye here. And I thought, certainly this isn't going to succeed.
I've heard both of those songs, and never was I like, oh, they're the same.
Well, when you play them back to back, though, I can definitely hear it. I think they're very similar. I don't think that Ed Sheeran ripped them off.
Enough to go to court, though.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, St. Louis's own, I don't know if you remember this or not, Flame from St. Louis, he's a Christian rapper. He sued Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, yeah.
And won. And the Flame song was Joyful Noise, and Katy Perry's song was Dark Horse. And I remember listening to him, and I'm like, man, I don't know that those sound that similar, but Flame won. And I think that this one sounds more similar than that did. So,
yeah,
so you have hope for this case.
Rolling Stones sued The Verve and won. You know, the Bittersweet Symphony, it was like their one song. Fantastic 90s song. I mean, if you're walking down the street, just like the music video, tell me that's not like a perfect thing to listen to. Like, you feel like on top of the world. But they lost a lawsuit to the Rolling Stones. I think it was 19th Nervous Breakdown. So they basically look at the notes and say, OK, here's how it lays out. And if you overlap them, they're way too similar. And Rolling Stones successfully won that case. The other one that was really fascinating to me was the George Harrison case, when he broke off. And of course, the Beatles broke off. George Harrison puts out his debut album, All Things Must Pass. It is, to me, a perfect album. It's one. If people say you're only allowed one album on a desert island, that's the one I would take, is the All Things Must Pass. And his biggest hit on that song was My Sweet Lord. Everyone knows that one. Dun, 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 dun. And as it turns out, there was a song well before that one that had almost exactly the same sound to it. And he ended up losing that. But the judge in George Harrison admitted that he's George Harrison. He doesn't need to rip anyone off. He inadvertently heard it and had no idea. It just like blanked out of his mind. So when he did the song, he didn't realize that someone else already did it. It's just something that completely blanked on him. So they basically said, okay, you're going to have to pay for this, but we're going to at least admit you didn't do it purposely, because you're George Harrison of all people. You know, you're part of the Beatles. You don't need to be ripping other people off. And plus all the other songs on that album's a masterpiece anyway.
Didn't Vanilla Ice get into some legal troubles too with Ice Ice Baby and Under Pressure? Yeah.
So Under Pressure and Ice Ice Baby are very similar.
Definitely sound similar.
Do you ever hear Vanilla Ice's justification for it? So
no.
Under Pressure goes dun 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 dun. And then Vanilla Ice said, no, 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 mine's so much different. Mine goes dun 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 dun.
I remember hearing that.
So mine's completely different.
Good.
It has the at the end. Yeah, that's another one.
Fan of the Annie Fry Show, Vanilla Ice. I don't know if you know this or not, but he follows the Annie Fry Show Twitter.
No way.
Yes.
That is so awesome. Vanilla Ice was in the news for Missouri just a couple of, was it 1 month ago, 2 months ago?
Oh, I remember this.
He was performing at a county fair, and I think Mark McCloskey was like an unannounced guest. Like, he basically associated himself with this county fair, and he puts himself on the same billing as Vanilla Ice, and Vanilla's like, I'm not endorsing this. I have nothing to do with this. I'm just playing there. He's not on the marquee. You remember that?
I do.
That was fun. I do like Vanilla Ice. You know, I watched a movie and he was so good in what was on Netflix. It was the Adam Sandler movie, The Ridiculous Seven or something like that. It was basically the spoof on Westerns, and everyone hated the movie, and it wasn't a good comedy. But Vanilla Ice was in it, and he played Mark Twain, and it was the best performance of Mark Twain I have ever seen in my life. I wanted to give him so much credit. So if Vanilla Ice just so happens to say, I'm going to check in on the Annie Fry Show, and it just so happens we're talking about him today, I just want to say he deserved an Oscar for that performance for Mark Twain. It was so, so good. Let me give you a business that closed down in Portland, and you tell me if you guys are sympathetic for this business at all. Because in general, when COVID hit, it was bad for a lot of small businesses, and they struggled and they tried to stay afloat best they could. When you're in extremely liberal areas, when you're in California or anything really on the West Coast, Oregon included, and Portland is super liberal. They like to say, you know, we're so weird here. Like, oh, everything's so weird, and we love everything and love everyone. Well, that's really not the case at all. They love the people on their side, I think. And in this case, she found a way to stay open during COVID. Up until now, her business just couldn't survive. Her business is cuddling. About 8 years ago, she started a business where she was a cuddler for hire. I think she said $80 to $100 an hour.
You're kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
You're essentially kidding.
Essentially, she had an office with a bed, and they decorated it like what looks like a teenage girl's bedroom.
That's disturbing.
No.
I'm guessing 99.9% of the clients were men, and they would show up, and then she would escort them into this room, onto the bed, and she would play the big spoon and just cuddled the guy for about an hour and then see you later. Dude. And she said she was making mad money doing this up until COVID. And then you're not allowed to have contact with people. She had to downgrade her studio because, well, there wasn't as many people coming in and she couldn't afford rent. And it's gotten to the point where she can't do this at all because people are just leery of getting close to a stranger anymore. Or maybe the person that she's getting close to gets COVID and then spreads it to someone else. So she had to shut her business down. Is that a little sad?
I mean, I feel bad for her. I mean, people were paying for it. I just think it's kind of weird that you would pay to have somebody cuddle
with
you.
Maybe it's a blessing in disguise that this business got shut down. You know?
Well, hey, explain. Why is this a blessing?
I can't get behind it. I would not be a part of that or want to be a part of anybody that is a part of that, because that just seems odd.
Isn't $100 an hour appealing for anything? That's a pretty good rate.
Well, like, there's other things that people pay $100 an hour for that, you know, it isn't cuddling, and the cuddling is too close to other things. And like the weird part for me, like the part that made me go, okay, this is weird, is when they went into the room and it's like a teen girl's bedroom.
That's what really kind of threw me off.
Let me just point out, I don't want to say this because it sounds too dirty, but there's a reason why she was the big spoon, because all the clientele. So that should also tell you that it's a little weird, right? The situation you're putting yourself into. Here's KGW Portland.
The business was doing good, and so was the extroverted Hess, until 2020.
In a job like this, it's hands-on.
Yeah.
Pandemic hits. Mm-hmm. That's a very hands-off.
Oh, it destroyed my world when the pandemic hit.
As a way to connect with her client, she created this virtual eye-gazing video. She did outdoor sessions seated apart, then limited indoor ones.
Okay, so she tried to branch off to eye-gazing sessions, which is direct eye contact for extended periods of time.
People pay for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I avoid that at all costs.
Is it less creepy or just as creepy in a way?
I think cuddling takes the cake for most creepy.
Oh my gosh. There's like a whole cottage industry of this stuff.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I wanted to see what the lady looks like. And like, here's one called cuddlecomfort.com, professional cuddlers. And there's just pages.
Are there any St. Louis cuddlers?
Well, this
Can
is
we
Portland.
Find the local?
I don't know. I will look.
Wow. She sounded, in that clip you just played, Ryan, she sounded very passionate about this
It's like a cult leader would stare at a camera for long periods of time and charge you for that, right? That's something they would do.
Wow.
Oh, there's more. Hold on.
She downsized from over 4,000 square feet of space to this office space that's barely just under 100 square feet.
This space is a 9x10 room.
And after more than 3,200 sessions, ranging from 30 minutes to 5 hours, and cost anywhere from $80 to $100 an hour,
oh my gosh,
she's packing up what's left in her tiny single room office.
All right, so...
Five hours? No!
Oh.
Oh, my... This is crazy!
Oh,
my goodness.
And to answer your question, yes. Yes, there are St. Louis cuddling services.
How many are we talking? Multiple?
Well, I see two on this page. So this is for Missouri. So there's some in Columbia, Kansas City, Independence, St. Louis, Springfield. 1, 2, 3, 4 St. Louis services.
Are all of them on the up and up? Or is that just a front for something else?
It's really hard to tell by looking at the pictures.
Really? Are they dressed appropriately?
It's just headshots.
Headshots?
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like selfies on porches and stuff like that.
Like if you're cuddling, if you're paying someone to cuddle, don't you want to know what you're cuddling? Like, don't you need like a full body shot? If I'm paying $100 an hour, I kind of want to know what I'm touching, right? Like, because when it shows the video of her, I mean, they are fully engaged, like arms around each other. She's like playing with the webbing of his fingers. She's like, there's one where a guy's head is, I mean, completely planted into the top part of her chest. I mean, they are like close, like skin on skin contact.
Man,
would this count as cheating? You think if like a guy went to a cuddler?
Yes,
yes, I
think so too.
If Mr. Wonderful went to a cuddle service, I would not be happy.
Well, let me ask you this, Hannah: if you found out that like Mr. Wonderful, like if you weren't dating him, but you found out he went to a cuddling service, would you have more or less respect for him?
Absolutely less respect.
Right.
That is, especially, I cannot, can we just talk about the timing? 30 minutes to 5 hours? Can you imagine someone touching you for 5 hours?
I had a really bad day and I need cuddles.
Oh.
Yeah. Or imagine you're in that waiting room and you have to look the other guy in the eye like you are just with my cuddle mates and you know what was going on in there. And how do you like get the smell of other people off of you at some point? Like you, the people that work the fryer at McDonald's always go home smelling like the French fries. What do you think you smell like going home after cuddling a bunch of random guys?
Well, I'm not going to answer that. I was going to say that. Yeah, nope, not going to do it. Going to exercise self-control.
Okay. Oh, there's more.
The comments coming really... in are great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, these. Yeah, I got to read some of these.
This business really taught me so much. I'm going to start crying now.
After years of listening to others.
Witnessing kind of endless suffering and tragedy for 9 years takes its toll. I've really seen lifetimes worth of trauma and held space for people going through things I didn't even know were possible.
Samantha Hess says it's now time to listen to herself.
It sucks that I have to leave this.
All right, so now, okay, now do you feel bad? You can change your tune after she's like, these people have told me the worst terrible situations they've been in, and now she's crying after all of this. Now do you feel bad making fun of her?
No.
No,
sorry.
She was a cuddler, yeah.
I think... If Listen. You just saw my facial reaction to that clip, you will understand how I feel. I think the woman who is owning this cuddle service must have thought of herself as more of a therapist or something. I mean, she really, was this cuddle service for the clients or for her?
I think the answer to that is yes.
Yeah. So she is not a trained therapist, I'm guessing, because they don't mention that at all. And I'm going to assume they would have mentioned if she had some sort of certification. She's not trained in any other way other than she could play with the webbing on people's hands and, you know, it's like knows where to put her arms when spooning. I mean, if that's a qualification, then sure, but no, not really. Yeah, so she makes it sound like she offered this sort of therapeutic medical service, and that's not the case at all. I'm guessing most of the guys that went there were not there for therapeutic reasons. Oh, boy. How weird do you feel calling that number? Like, if you're a guy and you're like, wow, this is interesting, don't you in the back of your mind think, this might be the FBI? Like, this might be the sheriff's department.
What are you thinking, like, this is my high school bully. I know it. They're setting me up.
Yeah,
and they're recording
absolutely.
This conversation.
this and could have put it on an elaborate prank. Well, then how would you like to also be asked to do a testimonial saying, hey, I want to put your name and face on the website to show that you use this service?
So no, thank you very much.
Wow. This is just not something I thought we would talk about today.
Well, I heard that on Fridays you like to talk about this.
Yeah,
like this.
We usually go off the rails, so this is pretty fitting.
So if you are in need of a professional cuddler, just know that there is one looking for a job in Portland, Oregon. You might be able to go out there and squeeze in one last session if you dare. Good luck. Why would you... Okay, it's the Annie Fry Show. Hopefully I'm invited back sometime in the future. But man, I saw that story and I thought they're really laying it on to make it sound like we need to be sympathetic for this small business closing. Wow, COVID shut down another small business. Like, no, I'm not too sympathetic. It's a weird business, and I don't feel bad for it. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is the Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Oh, a song that mentions radio. I appreciate those. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Posted a new podcast with my wife. We have a book review podcast called The Hold List. You can find online. That'd be cool if you gave us a nice review. We're always looking for nice reviews because it does help other people discover it. So I thought I'd give a plug. The news that Hannah bought a new car is very exciting. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Was it expensive? Cars are expensive right now.
It was expensive, but it was needed. I've been saving up for years and years and years, and you know, the right opportunity came about, so I went and I got it. I got the 2022 Jeep Compass.
Oh, wow.
I love it, and it's everything I wanted, and I'm about to make my first car payment on it this weekend. So, pray for my
wallet. Wait, already? Jeep Compass. Let me take a look. Wow, they look like the Grand Cherokees from 2000s, right in there. They look sharp.
Yeah, they're really nice. It has a ton of safety features on it, so that's great. My sister has a Compass. I think it's a 2019, and I've always been envious of her car. So I was like, well, you know what? I'll just buy one of my own.
Yeah. I've owned Jeeps before. I've owned a couple of different Jeeps. I'm a Jeep fan. I haven't owned one in a while, but my first car in college, well, I guess I had a car before then, but I didn't buy it. It's one my parents got me, the starter car, I guess. But the first car I really got that was mine was the Jeep, and I loved it to death. Someone rear-ended me, and I would have had that car today still.
That's the worst.
I don't need that energy.
I know. Seriously. And I love that Jeep. It was like you wake up in the morning and you talk to it. It was a 98 Jeep Grand Cherokee. And there's still so many of them on the road.
Yeah, I'll
tell you what I appreciate. Like those old Jeeps, easy to work on. I was someone that always will try to fix it myself if I could because I'm cheap.
And then bring it
and
to Brad.
I'll do everything. Yeah. I'm going to do that. I think we've discussed that. But Jeeps were easy to work on, accessible. The parts were, at least the older ones were. I don't know if the newer ones are. So you got this brand new Jeep. Smells like a new Jeep.
Yes. And for those, I know my family is going to be texting me during this segment. I am very strict about no food in the car, no drinks in the car, no eating in the car, nothing. I'm going to try to extend the new car smell for as long as I can. So...
Oh, yeah. I can tell you don't have kids.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. My 9-year-old niece and nephew, they came in the car, and in the back of my mind, I was like, do they have Cheeto fingers right now?
Nope. It's all about the Cheerios. Let me tell you what happened. My daughter was in the back seat. She dropped her sippy cup on the ground in between her toys or whatever that were on the floorboard because her feet can't reach it anyway. And so my wife tells me this. So I'm like, okay, I'll go clean it up. Of course, all it did was soak all the loose Cheerios that were down there. And it was just, it looked like grits. Just a bunch of loose, wet, mushy Cheerios.
Oh,
so Hannah, terrible. That'll never happen in your car, it sounds like.
Fake news, that's going to happen in Hannah's car.
Yep.
I'm hoping to have this car for a while. So one day that probably will happen.
Does it still have the same like Jeep feel when you brake? Like all Jeeps kind of have that little weird braking feel, I've noticed.
I don't really know.
Not compared to your old car, it doesn't stand out or anything.
No, it's very different than my old car. It just, I'm different. It's, you know, I'm up higher, so that's different, and the hood is longer, so there's a ton of things that I have to get used to. I've gotten some feedback because a lot of people are saying like, you know, the Jeep Wave thing, and if I'm allowed to participate in the Jeep Wave because I don't drive a traditional Jeep, what is that, Wrangler?
It's a Jeep, but it's not a Jeep.
Yes. So for those out there who have been asking me if I do the Jeep Wave, I do not currently do the Jeep Wave. But when I bought the car and I was signing the paperwork and everything, they like, there is a thing that's actually the Jeep Wave Club. And I got four free oil changes for being in the Jeep Wave Club.
Well, there you go. Nice. Here's the thing. Here's my thoughts on that, Hannah. If somebody gives you the Jeep Wave, you are free to reciprocate.
But I just can't be the first one.
You never know. Whenever...
Let's practice it real quick on camera. Hannah, show me your best Jeep Wave.
I don't know. See, I failed.
That is not a Jeep Wave.
You used to drive a Jeep, so tell me how you do it.
You started with what looked like kind of like a limp wrist, and you just moved your arm and then put your hand up like you're a traffic cop or you're someone that's helping children cross the street.
Everybody's like, okay, yeah, you're definitely not in the Jeep Wave Club.
No, it's very, the Jeep Waves are just simple. Like you just quick little two fingers or something, one of those, or to the side, two fingers to the side, one of those. Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
boom.
There Jeep I am.
So, that's all you need.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but I was the first car, like you said, the first car that you bought, Ryan, was a Jeep, and that was kind of the first one. But like my first car that I bought was a Porsche. And it was, it was an 87 Porsche 924S. If you know, you know. So there's a bunch of people out there going, cool, you got a Porsche. And then there's a bunch of people going out there, oh, you bought a Porsche like that. So like, yeah.
Okay.
So there's either people that think it's really cool, and then there's people who's like, that's not a real Porsche, which, like, you know, to many people, a real Porsche is the 911 with the rear engine air-cooled, all that other fun stuff. But, like, I remember I was driving that around, and then I didn't know it, but there is a club. So if you saw somebody else in a Porsche, they gave you the Porsche wave. It wasn't fancy like the Jeep.
I've
never
heard of that.
It's because it's very exclusive.
All right. Not everybody. What's the wave?
Is there like a Honda wave?
So you're just hands on the steering wheel, and then you just raise the hand up off the steering wheel and go, and then give them a little nod.
Okay, maybe what I was doing was the Chevy wave, because that's what I used to have. So
the
maybe,
Chevy wave?
Yes. The flop wrist and the, maybe that was the Chevy wave that I was doing.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I thought, Chevy wave.
The Chevy wave, I thought, was a thumbs up, meaning you're trying to hitch a ride.
I guess I can participate in Chevy jokes now that I don't drive one anymore.
So you felt like you couldn't make fun of it while you were an owner? Wait, do you still own it, or did you sell it?
No, I do still own my car. We're getting ready to sell it. And I'm sad. That was my first car. It was a great car, you know, brought me from 16 to 21, and it's a really great car. So I'll be sad to sell it, but I need the money, so I won't be sad for long.
I'll tell you what I would love to find, and they're still so crazy expensive, all the used cars. I want to get, right around that same era, 2000, Cherokee. The boxy Cherokees were like one of my favorite vehicles.
Oh,
and I've never owned one, because I had the Grand Cherokee, but the Cherokees were so much better. And those things last forever, that era that they were made. And they're so easy to work on. That's the type of car I want to find. And I'm in need to buy a car. And I've been holding off on buying and purchasing a car. And I don't know how much longer I can hold off, honestly. So if anyone has got a Cherokee they want to sell, reach out to me, because I may be able to help you sell that. But that's the problem, too. You find a lot of these used vehicles. They're like, hey, you're almost paying sticker price for 60,000 miles or whatever
right.
you're on them, 100,000 miles on some of these.
That's why I just had to pull the trigger and buy a brand new one, because I didn't see the purpose in buying one that had, you know, 20, 30,000 miles on it that was like $5,000 cheaper than a brand new one. It didn't make sense to me.
Mm. Would you buy directly from the, not a dealer, but from the manufacturer, and just wait a month for it to be delivered to you if you knew you're getting the best price? Could you do that?
Yeah.
Or do you have to buy it off the lot and like feel the one you're going to buy?
No, I would have bought it from the factory.
I got to drive a car first.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
The car, not just any of that model make, but it has to be the car.
The car.
See, I don't have to. Guess I'm not that picky, but we're going to have one more hour of the Annie Fry Show coming up in a moment. If you want to reach us online, go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and watch the video. If you want to see Hannah do the wave, she may do that during the break. If you want to see what her Jeep wave is like, oh, that's good. Sideways, a little two finger sideways. Whoop, just one of those peace signs work just fine. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!